The Reluctant Dom by Timber Dalton. Chapter 12. After dinner, Caden returned to his study to finish a few things. Seth sat on one end of the couch and watched TV while trying to quiet the swirl of emotions in his brain. Why am I fighting this? Was a blowjob so much different from a handjob? And was having sex much more than that, honestly? Leah finished the dishes and softly padded into the living room. She wore her heavier collar and a long t-shirt. When she started to sit down, he stopped her. Wait. She looked puzzled, but complied. After a moment, he softly said, "Take off your shirt, please." Her skin flushed, but she immediately pulled the shirt over her head and dropped it to the floor. She looked beautiful. Sweet. Soft, rounded curves that felt right when pressed against his body. Leah stood, waiting. He knew he could keep her standing there all night, and she wouldn't move, wouldn't complain. Seth did something he'd never done before. He made the hand gesture he'd seen Caden make countless times during sessions or around the house. Leah's eyes widened, but she dropped to her knees in front of him. His heart raced. Was he really going to do this with her? He leaned forward and whispered, "Leah, answer me a few questions, honestly." She met his eyes and nodded. "Do you really love me?"
"Yes."
"Are you honestly doing this willingly? I mean, besides the obvious reasons, because you want to do this with me, not because you think you have to?"
"I want to do this with you, sir."
He sat back again and spread his knees, then crooked his finger at her. "Do you want to do something else? Something more?" She eagerly nodded. His cock throbbed in response to the hopeful look on her face. "Would you like to go down on me?" Another eager nod. Point of no return. "Okay." She slid forward between his legs and helped him open his shorts and pull them down his hips. Then came her gentle, tentative touch as she carefully caressed his shaft and sack. He moaned. When her warm tongue flicked the head of his cock, he closed his eyes and gently fisted his hands in her hair. He had a feeling he could sit there all night with her going down on him and maybe glimpse what heaven felt like. Her lips softly closed around the sensitive ridge at the base of his head, massaging him. He gasped. It was a struggle not to shoot off, and she seemed to sense it. She slowly worked her way down his throbbing cock, her lips and tongue lavishing every inch of flesh. The right woman. He'd finally found the right woman, and she was married to his best friend. He shoved that thought back into its cage and threw away the key. He knew Caden could and probably would walk out at any time and find them there like that. Seth figured it was time he got himself used to the situation. Obviously, Caden was okay with it. And deep inside him, he was surprised to find it thrilled him, just a little, too. 5 minutes later, he heard Caden walk into the living room. His low, growling voice made Leah moan. "Beautiful," he said. Seth opened his eyes. Caden knelt behind her and caressed her ass. She moaned again, setting off a pleasant flurry of sensations in Seth's cock. "How far do you want to go tonight?" Caden quietly asked him. Seth shook his head. "Not all the way." Caden nodded. "But you're willing." "At least a little more than before." Caden caressed her ass again, his hand following the curve of her hip, down her thigh, and between her legs. He slipped two fingers into her, triggering yet another moan from her, vibrating her mouth around Seth's cock. Just that sensation alone would make Seth come if she kept it up. Seth closed his eyes and threw his head back. That way he could pretend he was alone with her. He heard the soft sound of a zipper. Then Leah paused for a moment before going back to the delicious attention she was paying him. He dared crack an eyelid and watched Caden fuck her from behind, his eyes closed, hands gripping her hips. She moaned. He tangled his fingers in her soft hair. Why had he waited? Right. Best friend's wife. God damn it. He pushed the thought away again. Unable to help himself, Seth watched. Now Caden had an arm around her waist, and presumably his fingers between her legs, from the way she was moaning and bucking her hips against him. Fuck. That was the sexiest thing he'd ever seen in his life. It was easy to hold his release back as he breathlessly watched her surge toward her own. He listened to the sounds she made as they climbed the register an octave and grew shorter in duration. Then she screamed around his cock, her hands sliding behind his hips and holding on as she literally engulfed him, deep-throating him. The sudden change in sensation finished him. He moaned as he came and shot down her throat. It felt like he came harder and longer than he ever had in his entire life, and she swallowed every drop. Damn. None of his exes ever did that. Caden took several hard, deep thrusts into her with his eyes closed. Then he groaned and fell still. She felt Seth's cock in her mouth, gently sucking. Within a minute, he was already stiff again. Damn. Caden's voice sounded hoarse as he withdrew and moved to the couch. Come here, baby. He had her lie face down across his lap with her face in Seth's lap. She immediately went back to sucking Seth. Seth gently cupped the back of her head. Let's show Seth another of your fantasies, sweetheart. She moaned her assent around Seth's cock. Caden tenderly stroked her ass, massaging it, caressing it. She wiggled her hips at him, trying to entice him. He hauled off and spanked her once, hard. She jumped but moaned loudly and took Seth a bit deeper into her mouth. You like that, baby? Caden asked her. It sounded like she mumbled, mm-hmm, around Seth's cock. Caden smacked her ass again. Then he slipped two fingers into her, drawing another flurry of moans from her. Fuck. Seth checked to make sure he wasn't drooling. She frantically wiggled her hips. Caden withdrew his fingers and spanked her several times in quick succession, and it sounded like she was close to coming just from that. He stopped and gently caressed her red cheeks. This has been one of her favorite fantasies, Caden softly said. Seth was a little surprised to see Cade smiling. She's going to have a lot of fun living out her fantasies. Aren't you, baby? Mm-hmm. Cade tenderly stroked her back, then slipped his fingers between her legs again. Just wait until you're ready to go all the way, Seth. She's got some doozies that will blow your mind. Seth was aware his fingers had tightened on her scalp, and he loosened his grip a little. Fuck. Caden fucked her with his fingers as she eagerly devoured Seth's member. Some nights we used toys and she pretended it was you, and she screamed when she came. She's wanted this for a long time. It doesn't bother you? Seth gasped. That was probably close to the weirdest question he could have asked under the circumstances, but he needed it answered. She loves me. Leah moaned her agreement and wiggled her hips against Caden. I know she loves me. Like I told you, if it was anyone but you, it'd piss me off. And yes, I was the first one surprised that I could feel this way. He spanked her a few times, drawing more eager, hungry moans from her, then went back to finger-fucking her. "You're the only one she's ever fantasized about. No one else." He laughed. "Well, she went through a James Spader phase after we saw a secretary for the first time, but that's different." "I don't think that counts." Seth brushed the hair away from her face and carefully pulled it back, holding it out of her way. She looked up at him and winked. His heart flipped inside his chest. "I love you." He wanted to say it to her. He couldn't bring himself to say it. Not with Caden sitting right there. Maybe he had to share her for now. Maybe he'd even quickly grow to enjoy sharing her. But damn it. He wanted one thing to be his alone. One milestone in their relationship where he didn't have to share her with anyone and could have a guilt-free moment with her. "I love you, Leah." Caden alternated spanking her and finger-fucking her. In a few minutes, her moans changed tempo and sound again. She lavished Seth's cock even more eagerly. He quietly tried to hold back. She wanted it. She got it. He closed his eyes and stroked her hair, rocking his hips in time with her mouth. He moaned when he came, and Caden picked up the tempo of her spanking. She screamed around him, finally releasing his limp cock from her mouth as she climaxed. When she finished, Caden grabbed her, sat her up in his lap, with her back to him, and quickly fucked her. He must have been rock hard with her squirming against him all that time. It only took a few strokes for him to finish. She relaxed against him, her eyes closed and a satisfied smile on her face. Caden's arm circled her waist, and he kissed her shoulder. "Are you okay?" he asked her. She nodded. Seth realized he was still sitting there watching them with his dick hanging out. He reddened and started fumbling his shorts. Leah leaned over and kissed him, hard.
"Thank you," she whispered.
Yeah, thank you too." He went to his bedroom and closed the door behind him, leaned against it for a moment to catch his breath. Damn. Seth didn't emerge from his bedroom again that night. Early the next morning, he arose at dawn and slipped out of the house to go running. He'd spent a restless night dreaming about the feel of Leah's lips around him and imagining how it would feel sliding his cock into her. Daylight crept up on him. The light changed from deep, shadowy purple to gray, then finally the reds and oranges of a fiery Florida sunrise, dappled golden patches of warmth striking him between the shoulders as he ran. He punished himself, a blistering pace that finally forced him to stop on the other end of the development to catch his breath. He stretched, did some push-ups, and walked in circles to cool down. The sound of Leah as she came with his cock in her mouth. Fuck. He was an evil asshole for wanting her all to himself, wasn't he? Especially when it seemed to make his two friends happy every time he gave another inch in this debate. Especially when... Caden's dying. There were no fucking manuals for shit like this. He circled the entire development three times but avoided passing the house. By the time he couldn't run anymore, he knew he'd gone at least 8 miles. The sun was fully up, probably closing in on 9 o'clock. Heat had started filtering through the trees and displacing the cooler oasis of shadows under the live oaks. His body drenched in sweat, he quietly let himself in through the front door and returned to his room. He didn't see or hear them. He debated locking his bedroom door, then hesitated. It would hurt Leah's feelings if he did that. He sensed that. What if she didn't come in? That would hurt his feelings. Fuck. If he locked his door, he wouldn't know if she tried to come in. He turned and looked at his bed. It was already made. At some point she had come in. What had she thought when she found he wasn't there? He left it unlocked. He stood under the spray and tried to quiet his mind. That was when he heard the bathroom door open and quietly shut. Seth didn't open his eyes. His heart hammered in his chest. He sensed more than he heard the shower door open. He felt a brief draft of cool air as Leah stepped inside with him. Then her hesitant touch, her arms sliding round his waist from behind. Seth turned and enveloped her in his arms, pressing his lips to the top of her head. He stood with her like that for several long moments, neither of them speaking. Caden's words reverberated in his brain. It was for her, to make her happy. He wanted to make her happy. He looked into her face and kissed her forehead, then he gently pushed her away and gave her the signal. She dropped to her knees and eagerly swallowed his cock. He cupped the back of her head with one hand and braced himself against the shower wall with the other as she worked him over with her mouth and hands. When he came, she grabbed his ass and held his hips tight against her face until she knew she'd sucked every last drop from him. She finally released him and then rested her face against his abs. Seth sank to his knees and held her again, hiding his quiet tears from her by keeping his face buried in her hair. Sensing something was wrong, she wrapped her arms tightly around him and held him. He hated that he was so fucking weak to lose it like this, especially in front of her. How was he going to be strong enough for her when she really needed him after? "It's okay, Seth," she whispered, changing position so she could hold him. She pressed his face against her chest and stroked his hair. He hated himself but didn't move. 40 goddamn years, he whispered, since we were fucking babies.
I know.
Who was he kidding? Caden wasn't his oldest friend. He was his only true friend. His best friend. He had acquaintances and drinking buddies and guys he kept in touch with that he'd served with in Iraq and Germany. He had professional associates from when he was a contractor. Then he had Caden. Okay, that wasn't true. He had Caden and Leah. When he came home from overseas and met her, it was like she completed their friendship. He'd never felt like the odd man out with them. He talked to Caden not every day, but several times a week at least, before all this happened. Whether he'd called Cade or Cade called him, just to chat. Or to ask his advice on something, to share good news, to commiserate about the bad, or just to say hi. He usually ate at their house at least one night a week, sometimes more. If he was in the neighborhood, he would stop by, and if Leah was home, they sat and chatted, or she insisted on making him lunch if he hadn't eaten. He and Cade always had their night out, alone every week. His friend. And he was dying. She gently rocked him, stroked his hair. "You have to let it out," she whispered. "You can't hold it in. It'll eat you alive from the inside out. It's okay. I want you to lean on me right now. I know you two are trying to make this as easy on me as you can, but right now I'm strong enough to be there for you. Let me do this for you while I can. I won't always be able to." He sobbed. He didn't know if he cried 5 minutes or an hour, but she wrapped her arms around him, murmured soothing words to him, held him tightly against her. He wanted to curl up and die. "Caden's dying. Caden's dying. Caden's dying." Every step he took toward fulfilling her dream made his nightmare that much more real. When one of the redneck assholes in their junior class tried to jump Seth at a football game one night, Caden helped nail the fucker. Caden always watched Seth's back. Caden helped him study for finals, helped tutor him in his weaker subjects. Caden never teased him in a mean way. Seth could always confide in him when he had a problem, and he knew if Caden didn't have any advice to offer, then at least he would quietly listen and provide an ear. A safe harbor. when Seth's own parents died, when fucking bitch wife number two was less than comforting after she found out there wasn't any money to inherit, it was Caden who stepped in and quietly took over making the arrangements, making sure everything was taken care of, gently guiding Seth through the process with Leah always there to listen and help. He finally pulled himself together. I'm sorry, he said hoarsely, unable to look her in the eyes. Why are you apologizing? Because I'm supposed to be strong for you, and I'm fucking bawling like a goddamn baby. She gently grabbed his face and made him look at her. I would be very upset if you didn't cry. If you didn't show any emotion, it would worry me.
Why?
Because I know how close you are. And let's face it, you've loved him longer than I have. I'm his wife, yeah, but you're his friend. You're closer to him than family. You've been through hell and back with each other over the years. You've seen a side of him I'll never get to see. Share things with him that I never have and never will. If this didn't affect you, I'd seriously think about giving you a session in the playroom. She smiled. As her words sunk in, he laughed. He pulled her to him. Oh, damn it. I'm such a fucking loser. And you still want me. I think you're delusional. Honesty, Seth. Part of being honest is showing your emotions when you need to. This isn't a one-sided relationship. He wasn't kidding when he said that what we have isn't about doing this all the time. Plenty of times it's just normal.
Naked normal.
Oh, come on. You know you love it.
He coarsely laughed again. Yeah, I have to admit that part is nice.
Will you please take me to the club tomorrow night? It would make me happy. I know it will make him happy.
He sighed.
Yeah, okay. You feel a little better?
He nodded.
She brushed her lips against his and sat back so he could stand. He helped her to her feet.
I need to finish my shower before the hot water runs out.
French toast or pancakes?
He smiled. Surprise me.
That night after dinner, Leah popped in a DVD and sat on the couch between the men. Seth had never seen Secretary before. In some ways, it could have been Leah's biography. Even though the story wasn't exactly the same, it gave him yet another perspective into her mindset and helped him understand why this lifestyle was so important to her. Halfway through the movie, she slipped her hand into Seth's lap and started rubbing his cock through his shorts. It didn't take much to get him fully stiff. Within a few minutes, they were repeating the encounter from the night before. Hot didn't begin to describe it. When he finally went to bed, he thought about their impending trip to the club. He was a little surprised to find part of him eagerly anticipated it. Anticipated being alone with Leah. Seth spent a restless night alone. The memory of the feel of Leah's mouth on him kept him hard for hours, despite jerking off twice. Moron. Go to sleep with her. He tried to roll over and go to sleep. By the time he stumbled out of bed the next morning, he didn't feel like a run. He barely felt like getting out of bed, but the thought that he'd be taking Leah alone to the club that night made further sleep impossible. He stepped into the shower after he shaved. Sure enough, a few minutes later, she joined him.
What is that?
He pointed to the can of shaving gel and disposable razor in her hand. I'm going to shave you. Her matter-of-fact tone possessed more than a little duh factor.
Sweetie, I appreciate that. But already done, see?
He tapped his stubble-free chin.
She rolled her eyes.
No, sir. I'm going to shave your body.
What?
He stepped back, bumping against the cool tile wall. Don't you want to look your best tonight?
Okay, Leah. Time out. Or red light or stop sign or what the fuck, huh?
She looked at him as if explaining to a child. We're going to the club tonight. You need to look your best. She stepped forward. I shave master all the time.
Well, come to think of it, he had noticed Caden was a little lacking in the body hair department from the hips up. But he hadn't really put much thought into that, or what lay below Caden's belt. It wasn't exactly on Seth's top 10 list of fantasy thoughts, that was for sure.
Why? Because it looks nicer. She reached down with her free hand and trailed her fingertips along his shaft, which immediately responded, Dang traitor. And if you use a cock ring, it won't get caught in your hair.
Whoa!
He grabbed her hand and tried to shift his hips away from her. Holy fucking shit, you're going to shave my balls? Yes. Besides, it's better for me. I don't have to keep spitting out hair.
Wormhole.
He was back to the wormhole theory. Honey, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I'm not sure. Please, sir? She turned the puppy dog eyes on him. Aw, fuck no. Leah, babe, come on, and cut me some slack. She pressed her naked body against him. Please, sir. I just want you to look your best.
He wouldn't be looking his best. That was still probably a month or two away at least, provided he kept up a workout schedule of some sort. He still looked like a pig next to Caden, although, compared to many of the people who were regulars at the club, he was stick thin. Those freaking lethal green eyes of hers. She'd figured out how to twist him around her finger years ago, nearly from the first moment they met. She damn well knew it, too. Now she used them to her full advantage. He closed his eyes and fought the nausea churning in his gut. You aren't shaving my legs, right? That's just freaking creepy. She laughed. No, silly. She gently pulled him away from the wall. Just stand here and spread your legs a little. I'll do everything. He refused to open his eyes. You know, I've already been circumcised. Don't go taking any more off me. She laughed again. Master will tell you I do a very good job. This isn't exactly a conversation two guys have over coffee. Hey, dude, how well does your wife shave your balls? She laughed loud and hard. Okay, well, at least got that daily mission out of the way. When she quit laughing, she started on his back, which only took a minute. Not that he'd ever paid much attention, but he must not have been very hairy back there. He stood quietly while she lathered his chest and shaved him, worked her way south. He nervously gulped, but still stiffened as she slowly took her time and shaved his groin and sack. He barely dared to breathe. She apparently had total confidence in her skills. When she finished, she rinsed him off, then dropped to her knees again and ran her tongue and lips over his throbbing shaft. Okay, this made it worth it. No doubt about it.
He leaned against the wall and gently fisted her hair as she went down on him. The feel of her fingers over his now naked balls felt different, and not in a bad way.
One more adjustment he'd get used to. If she could keep her pussy shaved, and apparently that was exactly what she did, he supposed he could let her do this.
He'd had more almost sex in the past few days than he'd had real sex in the past few years, and the best sex, almost or not, of his life, to boot. How pitiful does that make me? His best friend's wife. She gripped his hips and wouldn't let go as he came, taking every last drop until he finally had to gently tap her on the top of the head. Oh, okay, he hoarsely whispered. She sat back on her heels and smiled up at him. Now, wasn't that nice?
He laughed and rolled his eyes. I don't know why I bother even trying to stand up to you.
He helped her to her feet. You're going to drag out the secret weapon every time. He pulled her into his arms.
No, sir. Not every time. It felt so weirdly right holding her. Like she fit his body. How would it feel to have his cock buried in her? He kissed the top of her head. Okay, out you go. I'm sure Master wants breakfast. Don't keep him waiting. I'll be out in a few. What he needed was a few minutes alone to settle his brain.
Okay.
She kissed him before stepping out of the shower. When he was alone in the bathroom again, Seth turned the water as hot as he could stand it, let it practically scorch him, then turned it cold and forced himself to stand there for a minute before shutting it off. It was going to be a long fucking day.